Even though you studied to show yourself approved, you're ready. Instant, in season, out of season. So you always have a word, and God will fill your mouth when you're available to someone. And, you know, if you notice, like, most of the people that are in on this planet, they really don't know nothing. They know nothing. They are. I mean, look how they vote. But they do. They know nothing. And so when you go, and you should not feel insecure, because you know the one that knows everything.
Amen.
You got the Lord. You know, and He is the creator of everything. In John 1:3, there's nothing that was made that He did not make. Nothing that was made that He did not make. He made you. He made your mind. He knows your thoughts. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. You know, He's every place at all times, all the time. And He knows your first thought, your last thought already, before you ever existed. That's God. And I love the book of Isaiah. But I took a verse from Jude 21. And in Jude 21, there's no chapter. We'll just say chapter 1 because there's only one chapter. And so Jude, it says, keep yourselves in God's love. You know, as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life in Hebrews. In Hebrews 4:16, it says that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy, right? So we keep ourselves in the love of God. And then we all know that scripture, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I'm not going to quote where it is, the address, because if anybody doesn't know, then see me later. All right? So it's like, it says to keep yourself in the love of God. You stay there in the love of God, knowing that His love is toward you all the time. He so loved this Jeff guy over here, and this Kevin guy here, and this coat. It's kind of hard for him, but he got it. And it says, keep yourself in that, and wait. Wait is a key word here, for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. He's bringing us. So I just got a thought. I was teaching on Wednesday night, a class, and that thought came to me about waiting. Because that same morning I was at the VA, and I was sharing it with the guy. I was at the VA, and I was in the waiting room. And in the waiting room, you're like, you know, you don't know what to do. You want to do something, but you're just sitting there, so you're reading stuff, and it's all mostly junk, you know. Then you get your phone, maybe read the Bible or whatever. And so people, they think wait. I asked a guy who worked for us, says, what does wait mean to you? He said, well, it means, you know, resting. I said, that's true. It does mean that. You are resting. You're resting in something. So, he said, but it's really a lot more than that. If you're a believer, it's way more than just that. Some people, I was going to take Isaiah 40. If we go to Isaiah 40, I want to just read it real quickly here. Not the whole chapter. We'll just begin at 25. Verse 25, it says, to whom will you compare me? This is the Lord speaking. Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens who created all those. You know, all these. You know, and also in this same book, Isaiah, one of my favorite ones is Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, he says, come, you know, come and reason with me, you know, elevate your thinking, you know, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they'll be, you know, bloody, whatever, they're going to be like wool. So that's God, the thinking is a natural, supernatural. So God wants us to think spiritually. Right, so he says, look at the heavens. So he's going to open it up. Who created all these? He created all these. He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name. because of his great power and mighty strength. Not one of them is missing. And you know, I can relate that also to the starry host that's in this room. He knows our name. He knows our hair on our head. He knows every thought afar off. He knows the thoughts, every thought that we'd ever think before the foundation of the world. And he knew it. That's why you had to make a provision. But my thoughts are, they're awry a lot. And, you know, he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You know, so he wants to elevate us to his thoughts, his thinking. You know, and he brings that to us through his word. He says, this is how we think. This is how I think. And this is how you can think. I want you to think with me. See, why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, may my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know, verse 28, have you not heard, as faith comes by hearing, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding, no, not one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. It's not many, you know, mighty, not many, you know, wise of the world. And God takes care of us. Even the youth grow tired and weary. Their young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on with wings of eagles and run and not be weary and walk and not faint. And it's like those who wait. So when we're waiting, that's the thought that God gave me. He says, like, when we're waiting, what do? We just stand still? No. Our strength, if we're waiting on God, we're waiting for that redemption, like we said in June 21. You know, because where he brings us to eternal life. So when he calls our name out of this world, you know, we're in the waiting room. But when we're in the waiting room, we're going to be busy. See, because through the word, he's going to strengthen us. And we're going to get stronger. And what are we going to do? We're going to soar. And we're going to walk. And we're going to run. So you say, when you're, what is waiting? That's running. And that's flying. And that's moving. And that's grooving for the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And that's what we are. We're going to be strong. Because we're waiting for that time. And we know that we can go boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy. So when we start knowing that, we know our value and what God has for us. We are special. You know, we're special. We're kings and priests. He tells us that already. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is a thing that I believe too. It's like even the weakest Christian, you know, like Pastor Hadley said the other day that the worst of the worst, the least of the least, you know, Paul was. That he, as the older he got, the more he figured what he was. But at the same time, I believe that whosoever believe, right, shall not perish but have eternal life. But also, the belief in God is imputed righteousness of his righteousness. Because he took our unrighteousness and put it out of the way. So the weakest believer that even stays with the stuff, right, that doesn't do anything, you know, they believe. They believe God. Maybe they don't have the capacity, because everybody has a different capacity. And everyone here is hearing a different thing from the Lord this morning because of where they are on the journey. But he has something for them. You know, what I might be receiving from this little devotional is totally different from what you might be, because God's talking to you through his word. So it's like God is speaking to us personally this morning about this message, that he has a plan for us, and that we're waiting for him, and that we're moving, and that when we see him, even the least in here, when we see him, because of his righteousness, because of only his righteousness, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, because he sees Jesus Christ's righteousness in me. Amen. You know, he doesn't see my sin no more. The least he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the confidence and boldness I have to go to the throne of grace. To receive what mercy? Like David, the woman, the heart after God, he had that. He was an emotional guy. He was like, you know, I get in my emotions sometimes too, so I understand it. And it's like, and you do too. Maybe not as bad as I do, but you do. And so what happens is he says in 23:6, great, Psalm 23:6, he says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Lord bless us this time and the remainder of this this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.